This episode of the View from the Rock podcast is brought to you by Sign Dog Northwest. They're your source for custom signs, banners, boat names, fleet graphics, and more. Custom design services available. This episode is also brought to you by Merle Inc., the premier custom home builder in the Klee Elim area and a proud featured home builder in Suncadia Resort and Tumble Creek. Finally, this episode is brought to you by Rob Thomas Drywall, the number one drywall company in Ellensburg and Kittitas County. Welcome back to the View from the Rock podcast. I'm your host, Ruck, here with Swapper and Morgie in the Yellow Dog Studios. We've had a month off, you know, had to get ourselves into the swing of school, and I think I'm used to it. I'm used to teaching. I think the last time we talked, I said I wasn't sure how I was going to be able to do a whole week of teaching, but here we are. I think we've been through 4 weeks. Swapper, how are we doing?
Good. We're in the groove. I think today was day 23. So according to my math, that is just over 1/8 of the way through the school year.
That's big time.
It's been a great month.
It's been a great month.
Yeah. Dialed in.
You know, I hesitate to say this, but I really like all of the kids in my class.
We were talking about that today, Swap.
It's been great.
Yeah. We looked in the locker room and we're like, wow. All these kids are kind of good.
I know. Ask us again, though, on like March 9th.
No, or December 5th.
Or November 1st, the day after Halloween, which might be a Saturday.
Yeah, that is a Saturday.
Yeah.
So maybe like the 3rd. Yeah, that's bad.
Anyway.
Honestly, that Friday with homecoming, Halloween, we have district championships on that Saturday afterwards with homecoming that day. Friday's going to be hell. It's going to be such a terrible week. And, you know, I'm going to get into something that's a big complaint of mine. They now do homecoming festivities for 2 weeks.
Oh, it's
what?
It's
awful. Makes me so angry.
It's awful. All education goes completely out the window. We're talking about bell-to-bell teaching and teaching time and yada, yada, yada. But it's 2 weeks of homecoming activities.
Can I get on the soapbox?
Get on it.
I would love to bring back royalty. Doesn't happen here.
I have no idea about this. Tell me more.
Like king and queen.
Yeah, I don't think we homecoming. Do that anymore.
No, we don't really? Do that. No, zero.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
So Burlington, they go through a parade through the town, and they have a photo up in their school. No. But, different time.
Well, I was going to say, listeners, I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, tell us what you think. Is this true or not?
Back royalty.
And if it's true,
yeah.
Should we bring it back? Obviously, most of the listeners here went to high school during an age when we had kings and queens, royalty, aka. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really sure I see why we wouldn't have it.
Well, that's an interesting little thought exercise, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it up.
I don't want to like get political by asking this question.
No, let's not.
Well, but go ahead. I'm just going to say, is there a reason?
Well,
and if there is a reason that's political, then we can say not going to answer. Not going to answer?
Yeah. Not going to answer.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right.
Well,
so let's talk about some football.
Yeah.
Yes.
They came off a big win at Linden.
Yeah.
26-23?
Three in a row.
Against Linden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Changing
ever,
of the guard.
Ever.
Yes. There was a time where Linden had won, I think, 22 straight against us. Crazy.
Yeah.
Love to see it. You know, I was up at Linden.
Big win.
Linden Christian. And there was a guy there that's a photographer for the Linden Herald. And he goes, "You from Anacortes? I see you're wearing Anacortes stuff." And I was like, "Yep." And he goes, "Wow, you guys are doing really well. You're doing well in all your sports. You guys are like what Linden used to be back in the day."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but can I just say we're not quite like Linden because they have a newspaper that sends out a photographer.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. And remember Mike Judd?
Oh, yeah. The greatest high school sports writer.
The Valley's history.
Everything was covered.
Rock has no idea who that is.
I have zero idea.
He got quotes from Little League kids.
Yes.
He was
so good. And he had a nice beard.
And at a time, another point in time, had a great mustache.
Yes.
Also, it seems like they are trying to build a new facility up there at Linden. And from the rough little layout I've seen, I actually like what their plan is. It integrates with the field and it makes it seem like sports are important. It's a novel concept, I know.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about cross country?
Well, right now, gosh, I think the boys are ranked 5th in state. The girls are ranked 2nd, something like that. We went to Portland for cross country. And, you know, part of the reason to go to these faraway meets is it's an overnight. So you really get a lot of team bonding with your kind of top 7 athletes, because top 7 runs for varsity, top 5 score points. And it was good. Feels like our team's coming together. Dylan took 6th in that race. Probably wasn't his best A-plus race, but he still ran 14:40 or something like that, and 6th overall in one of the top races on the West Coast. So still a good outing.
So hole in the wall this weekend.
Hole in the wall is probably the fastest race we'll have the rest of the year with the best competition. So, you know, there's not a lot riding on it, but it's a good test. It doesn't mean anything if we don't do well at it.
Yes.
Because the weird thing about running is that...
But it's also the district meet...
True.
...area.
Yeah, so the course we run on for Hole in the Wall is the same as their district qualifying
And meet. Is that every year? Is that where it is every year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a big one.
It's a big one.
Because we need 3 berths, right? 3 berths, and we're in that fight.
Yeah, we are in the fight to be top 3 in our district. And more than likely, the top 3 teams in our district will be the top 3 teams at state. In fact, probably the top 5 to 6 teams in our district would be the top 5 to 6 teams in the state.
That's crazy.
Well, that's how it is in every sport. Really.
I know.
I mean, I think cross country is maybe more pronounced, but generally speaking, District 1 does the best in every sport.
Yeah. And Sehome can still suck it.
Well,
I'm just letting you know.
You know, they played us tough in football. That was a game we were supposed to broadcast. Well,
they did not. They lost by 28.
They were ahead at halftime.
Okay, but you lost by 28.
So that means their
quarterback hadn't gotten hurt.
I'm sorry, Swap. You covered the spread. Correct?
There might be a little sports betting going on right here amongst
your hosts. We'll talk about that on the separate. Yes.
Yes.
You know, if their quarterback for Sehome hadn't gotten hurt, I'm not sure how the game would have turned out.
Well, they lost to Linden last night, 38-33, maybe?
Really?
Yeah, it was a barn burner.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
So that's 2 losses. They're going to have 3 losses.
But they're like...
So they're going to be the 4th team again.
I think the top Sehome. 4 teams in the state...
I was going to say they might be
well,
top
yeah,
4
that's
in the state,
fine.
Though.
Yeah. Well, they made it to the Elite 8 last year.
Yeah,
that's right.
But they said that they were going to win.
They gave us all kinds of problems.
Against us.
Yeah. They gave us a lot of problems.
They did. And then they lost by 25.
Well, I would say that game was closer than the score indicated, and the Linden game was the opposite of that. That was a game where I felt like we were about to run away from, and then Linden closed it at the end.
I totally agree with that. I mean, I don't really want to get into diagnosing the Anacortes football team. I would just say that in both games, Sehome was looking stronger than us because of their ability to throw the deep ball, and Linden got back into the game because they threw the deep ball.
Linden threw numerous deep balls.
Yeah. They were throwing them all game,
yeah,
knowing that that was their opportunity to score against us, and it was a matter of time, and they eventually got some.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
So next weekend.
Our next biggest game of the year. Yeah, that's going to be huge.
Are we on air for that?
We have not. Nothing has been decided.
I am currently awaiting a text that will seal our fate.
So I guess listeners, whenever you hear this, if you want us to be on the air, I don't know who you'd contact or whether we should be advocating for you to contact anyone because those are kind of our bosses. I would love,
you know what, that game, wow, it's going to be
big. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one.
It's going to be, I mean, that could be the state title game.
Our Archbishop is going to show up in there.
I think the state is down compared to other years.
Yeah.
Well, I think what's happened is that you've had, because of the transfer thing that's going on, you've had just a change in talent.
No, but they have a different talent because they have like a 60-mile radius.
Oh, no, I know. Well, I'm saying I think that there are teams that are getting a larger share of the talent.
Yeah.
And so it seems like we're down talent-wise across the board. And I think that teams are, and I think it's a result, though, of more talent going to fewer schools.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. That transfer rule, I think, is going to be, it's going to be interesting to see over the next couple of years how that plays out. But Archbishop, you know, they historically have had transfers legally.
True.
And now it's legal for everybody.
Yeah. And they have supposedly 10 kids that are going to be playing college.
Wow.
It's going to be a good one. And, you know, with all these teams we talked about, we could very likely see them down the road.
Yep. And we're not going to make a prediction on this on the podcast of who's going to win
that game. No, I think we get in trouble for doing that.
Yep.
Yeah.
We get in trouble?
Yeah, I think.
Maybe from one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what? I don't know about this. Do you need to tell me that off air?
Well, who do you think is going to win, Rock?
You just said I can't say.
Well, who do you really think would win?
But don't answer that.
I'm really confused. Is this what it feels like to be in a marriage?
Yes. 100%.
Whatever you say. Yeah. hey, how about the Mariners?
So are you officially watching?
So, yes.
The curse is broken.
So I watched the game that Cal Raleigh hit the 60th home run.
Yeah, baby.
And we clinched division?
Yep.
That was my first game.
So the last time
I hadn't watched.
The last time we met, the last time we podcasted.
We were terrible and it was demise.
We came on and said they're dead. They're done.
It was over.
They're cooked.
And I was watching all the games.
And then
so
they won.
I stopped.
18 out of 19.
Yes. And I didn't watch one game, Ruck. I didn't watch.
No, you deserve credit.
I didn't watch one grain.
Well, yeah, wow.
It was amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
But now after we'd gotten kind of in position.
So that 60th, curse broke. I'm in.
And so you watched it, therefore, curse broken. Now you can watch everything.
Yep.
Love it.
So it's going to be interesting.
Hey,
it's pitching matchups that came out today. So we're going.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah, we're going Kirby game one, Castillo game two.
Kirby game one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bold.
They're waiting for Woo.
Well, I don't know if Woo's good.
Well, but what about Logan, Gilbert.
So they haven't announced game three, but I think he's game three.
So he plays better on the road.
Dan Wilson said he consciously looked at home road splits. I like the idea of Castillo throwing at home.
Wow. I didn't realize that he wasn't as good at home.
So game two is going to be Castillo and Scooble.
That's a real barn burner. Dang.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you're betting, guys. That's going to be the under.
Oh, that under is going to be so low. I bet it's...
No.
No, I bet it's
six. And a half.
I bet it's six.
Six and a half.
I bet it's six.
We'll see.
But I think we've beaten Scooble twice this year.
So
which scares me.
I know.
We need a new part of this, like a little...
gambling hour?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like two-minute gambling hour.
I mean, go for it right now.
No, we're going to wait till we're done. How about the Seahawks?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, right now, there's a lot of people. I saw this headline on a YouTube clip from somebody who's like a reputable football analyst. Sam Darnold, MVP consideration.
So,
whoa!
Are we sitting next to a guy that bet on the Seahawks to win the West? And
yes,
Sam Darnold throw a certain number of touchdown passes.
25.
Wow.
Wow.
I bet $26 on that to win 800?
No way.
And you wanted to bet more, but they wouldn't
on
let
what?
You.
On the To win the division?
And, to win the division.
And Darnold to have 25-plus touchdown passes.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, that could legitimately happen.
Why aren't we talking to him?
Well, see, because we're high-volume bettors, and he actually, like, sees these narrow things that make sense.
He's one? Well, I want another one.
I dive deep into my own teams.
So, how many bets did you make today at the casino?
Jeez. I just see the look.
I made 21 bets.
What?
What is your average bet amount?
18 of those bets were $10.
Okay. Wow.
So
that's amazing.
I am up $710 in September.
Wow. So swapping. And your new betting strategy is to just
not parlay.
I mean,
no,
it makes sense.
You told me your new betting strategy was to take every bet and add a zero.
No, that was Neil.
Wait, what?
So Neil, he's like, well, if you want to get more money, just add a zero to your bet.
Well,
when you win. And I'm like, why didn't I bet bigger? He's like, well, add a zero. So when you bet 20, I'm not betting 200.
So the Seahawks look good. I'm very worried about the game this weekend.
I am taking the Seahawks and the points swap. So, we will have a new sponsor in our next podcast, and it will be part of the betting hour.
Oh, really?
100%.
A certain tax professional?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm a big fan of this. I have no idea. This is breaking news to me.
Yes. So
it might be breaking news to our sponsor.
So Ruck, here's what's happening.
Yeah.
In the can last you, three wait, weeks.
Can you say this on the?
No, I'm not telling you what. I'm just telling you I'm betting.
Oh, okay.
I'm going off the like two or three fun game parlays.
Yeah.
And all of those games I'm doing separately, just like winners.
So sort of like a little test.
Because like if you win 5 out of 6 and you do a parlay, that means nothing. But if you win 5 out of those 6 real games, you win.
And we consistently in our weekly pool
are winning.
We win like...
We're like 75%.
Yes.
So this is a bit of a science experiment to see whether you do better not.
And I was plus $275 last week.
Because you were not doing parlays.
Yes.
Parlays are so fun, though.
I know. They're amazing. Like, I would love this 7-game parlay for plus 1,200.
So somebody told me, tell me what you think of this. The feeling that you get, whether you bet $5 or $500, is the same like endorphin rush. What do you think of that?
Wrong.
100% agree.
What? I agree, too.
No, so right now I had $5 left in my account when I was leaving with Swap today. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing a 10-game parlay. Like, that easily could happen. Like, you could pick 10 games out of 14 NFL. That's plus 2,200.
And but if you...
It's probably going to happen for $5. But... If I would have bet 50,
there's no way you'd win.
I know, but it's going to win for 5.
But in my mind, if you bet 5 on that parlay versus 5 to win 20, and you win the 20, that feeling versus winning the parlay that doesn't relate to me.
It's just betting.
How did we survive for 96% of our lives without legal sports betting,
Jack? Curtis,
good question.
Guy Mitchell, I love you guys because you guys are with us.
Oh, it is.
We're texting people, Nick Fantini, Neil Clokey.
You bet $10 on I bet $10 on Army in East Carolina last week, and it was the greatest 3 hours I've ever had in my life.
Yes. Hey, tonight, New Mexico.
That's your darling.
Yes.
Yes. They're playing San Jose State, the 3.5-point dogs.
When you see Stanford...
Their dogs?
Stanford
Steve. At San Jose State.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And Stanford Steve and another guy go, hey, New Mexico tonight. I'm like, oh.
Because we've been on them.
We're Like,
you got the inside scoop.
We're winning.
We've been on New Mexico all year.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So tonight's big. We have New Mexico to win it straight up.
When is their game anyone start? Else?
7 o'clock. You have it's on right now.
Dang.
Anyone else you have bets that you like?
Yeah. Send them in to us at our email, which is theviewfromtherock@gmail.com. Or you could get at us in our DMs in our Instagram, The View from the Rock Podcast. Obviously, there's a lot of people out there also who somehow have our number based upon the show that we did for AHS Live. So I'm sure there's lots of ways you can get in touch with us. Let us know if you have any bets that you want us to.
And I'm going off script now, but we're still working on the secret podcast for December.
Yes.
Wow. December.
Yes.
Dang. We are is sort of the place we're at. Is that trying to find a venue?
Yes, and a date.
Venue and date.
Okay. So the time we did it, which is almost 2 years ago now, the day was perfect. It was a Friday before Christmas. It was like the 22nd or 23rd.
Yeah.
And it was magical.
And it was like a weekday, kind of middle day, so that it's like extra business for the place that we're at.
Yes.
So I guess should we kind of say, do we want this help? Like, hey, if you know a venue that we could use, let us know.
Yeah.
And you know what a great day is? Monday, December 22nd.
Hey, I have breaking news here on the computer screen. A New Mexico Lobo just took it to the house.
No. So what's the score?
7-0?
I believe it's 7-0.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are people doubting Coach Eck? He's big time.
You know what? But we have secret intel.
I'm sorry. I have more breaking news. That was actually a Western Kentucky Hilltopper.
Oh.
But they have the same colors as New Mexico.
You watching a live stream right now?
I am. Western Kentucky is up on Delaware 27-24. I did not bet on that game, but I was tempted to take the Blue Hens.
I think that we've covered just about all the sports we're trying to get to. The only one maybe we didn't talk about was Huskies.
Well, speaking of, you know, we had that cross country meet up there at Bellingham
Lennon Christian?
Couple weeks ago. You know, I'm just it's been a while since we've been meeting. I'm just tired of the Seaholm. And you know how the podcast goes. Seaholm can suck it. So that's how it's going to go.
You just want to get that little dig in there.
That's how it is. Sucks. Yes.
But the Huskies.
And got the green and yellow ticket when I went into that. Yeah.
You confused me there for a second. Sorry. I was like, how is the Huskies relating to Seaholm sucks?
But hey, the Huskies, they won the Apple Cup.
They did.
Handily. Yeah.
Yes.
You were there.
I was there.
Do you want to tell us about that?
I would love to. So whether you're a Coug fan or a Husky fan, the venue that WSU has is a great venue.
Yes.
It's a small college that surrounds the stadium. There's wonderful tailgating going on everywhere that is walkable, that is incredible. And I don't know exactly if that's the same vibe you get going to a UW Apple Cup, because I've never been. But this is my first Apple Cup I've ever been to, and it was a good time. You know, I wore WSU colors, not because I'm a diehard Cougar fan.
I know. But you did that for your friends.
Well.
Correct.
So.
I know. Yes.
So I grew up. 100%. I was kind of a fan of both. Like, I just, you know, wanted to do well. My mom went to WSU. I didn't have any family that went to UW. But being on the West Coast, I felt more affinity to UW. But one of my best friends went to WSU. His buddy in the broadcasting program is now the voice of the Cougars. And I stayed at his house this weekend. And so I felt like since he was giving us the tickets, I needed to wear WSU colors.
Yep.
And it was great. It was the first, I didn't put this on the stuff I was posting, but it was the first game there at Martin Stadium that they could sell alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
The lines were long, but they actually went pretty fast, a lot smoother than it could have went otherwise. So
And then the Huskies played Ohio State last weekend, played them tough.
Yeah.
It was kind of like the inverse of the Apple
Cup. I'm sorry, fake field goal. Nah.
There were some bad calls, weren't there?
Yeah, I know.
No, there was
two horrible calls.
There were two and horrible
then,
calls.
And then even the Oregon game, two horrible calls. And I hate Oregon.
Against Oregon.
Yeah. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I go, they hate the new Big Ten schools hate us.
Sure seems like it.
Yeah. So they have a bye. I think they're going to roll their way through us. Big Ten. You know what? UW is going to beat Oregon.
I think so too. Yeah. I really do.
It's going to be amazing.
No, I do.
It is. Dan Lanning can suck it. He's just terrible against us. He's 1-2. Correct.
1-3.
1-3.
I would have never said that until now.
Yeah.
And you saying it now?
It's going to happen.
It really actually makes me think that might happen.
They'll still make it to the playoff, but they can.
It's true.
They can suck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does Oregon end up playing Ohio State? Oh, by
the
way,
the Anacortes trip is back.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Are they coming back? Not this year. 2026.
Everyone's allowed. Yes.
Wow.
2026.
And that is Thanksgiving weekend?
No. No one's allowed Thanksgiving weekend. It's going to be a weekend where we both play for fun. And they're going to come up and golf.
Gotcha.
Roddy and Toddy and Swappy. That's what they love. That's what they love their name. They love Roddy, Toddy, Swappy.
They love that it's what town? Coptown.
No.
Copland.
Copland.
Yeah. They think we live in Copland.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, so we're talking about, I just exited out of my stuff on my computer. That's cool.
Well, we're going to talk about music from 1990.
Yes, we are. And why are we talking about 1990? Because it is your graduating year.
Year of the Hawk.
Wait, what? Year of the Hawk?
Year of the Hawk.
What is that?
That's what 1990 was.
What really?
Yeah.
And so 2025?
35 year
in. No, 2026 is Year of the Hawk, too. So
what? Is this because it's like Chinese New Year thing? Like, how is it?
Chinese New Year, yes. Because my wife says she's the Year of the Hawk.
Okay. Really? Yes. Wow. So music from 1990. There, you know, I got to be honest. We were looking at 1990, and a lot of times we get into a year, and we look at that year, and we're like, "Oh my God, I had no idea what a good year that was." 1990 is not a great year. There's some stuff in there. There is, like any year, there's some stuff. But 1990, it was kind of between. We were talking about this today. It's kind of between like hair bands. And then Appetite for Destruction came out in 88. And then grunge came out like September 91 was Nevermind and Bad Motorfinger and 10.
1990 sucks.
Man, just looking here at the list, it looks like there's...
I mean, you're talking about Belle Biv DeVoe.
Hey. I was going to say some of the stuff I see on here is pretty deep.
Do you even know who that is?
I do.
Ruck? What?
I've heard of them. But it looks like there's basically an Alice in Chains album, an AC/DC album, and then a bunch of...
No, AC/DC song. Thunderstruck.
There were two off
it's,
that album.
It's oh, not, the Razor's
yeah,
Edge?
Yes.
Was 90?
Oh, Money
it's,
Talks.
It's not, okay. It's not a great album. It's one of their weaker ones, but
no,
still.
It's
not,
you know what? Whatever. Thunderstruck is one of the best songs from AC/DC history.
That's still a PE staple.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but
they ran faster today because of Thunderstruck.
There's two albums.
Faster than Gordon Lightfoot.
And then everything else there is a bunch of weak singles.
Well.
So Alice in Chains facelift, but people didn't know Alice in Chains was Alice in Chains yet. But Man in the Box came out that year. Love, Hate, Love is one of my favorite Alice in Chains songs. But that's not their best album.
I don't know any of those songs except Man in the Box.
Do you want to play a little bit for us?
I feel like we've got time.
We do. But there's after those kind of big hitters, it gets pretty.
Which out of those, because I've heard Man in the Box, and most people should have if they've listened to this podcast before, out of those other two, it would be worth playing.
Love, Hate, Love, which is great. And you can look up live stuff of Love, Hate, Love, and it's really, I mean, if you want to see Layne Staley really sing, that's one of his best songs vocally.
Are you more of a live music person, like live versions of songs that are recorded, or...
I am. I like the live stuff. And there's a, you're probably searching right now, but there's a version of Love, Hate, Love from the Moore Theater that is amazing. I know you're probably looking for it right now.
I'm doing my best. You know, I barely found this one. This was hard to find, which just speaks to its lack of popularity.
But this is early Alice in Chains, but it's vintage Alice in Chains. Great album cover.
That is a wild album cover.
That's a great album cover. Listen to him sing, man. He was so good.
Oh, Love, Hate, Love.
Yes.
Oh. I haven't heard it before.
We talked about this, but you disappeared.
I know.
Disappeared and didn't bring me anything back either.
Well, you came with... Swappy.
He's in the zone. He's in the zone.
Open your eyes, please.
Listeners, if you could see Swap right now, he is in the moment. Oh, I thought that was open. Does this song get going?
Not really.
Okay.
It gets a little faster than this.
You talked about Man in the Box.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever sung better than him? Ever?
His sound is very emotive. Jason, are you familiar with that word? Emotive?
Yes.
So that's a great song. It's a good album. What else do we got from that year?
For albums?
Songs?
I mean, so when I look at that list, Mama Said Knock You Out is like one I know. I'm not saying it's a great song.
And we've talked about that one before on the podcast. Oh, we talked about it on the Unplugged episode. Hey,
when it went 1990, Mama Said Knock You Out.
Hey.
Like, that was...
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah. And now it's on a car commercial.
Yeah.
Okay. I shouldn't have said it's not a great song. I'll just say it's not like one of the top 100 songs. It's good, though.
Okay, that's it.
I guarantee I can jump higher after listening to this song.
Oh. I got two albums that are going to blow your mind, Ruck.
Okay.
So Black Rose, Shake Your Moneymaker.
Which is their best album, I think. And we saw them.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Yes.
Okay.
Pantera.
Cowboys from Hell. Oh.
I look like my boys even like that.
Wait, yeah. those two albums are from this year, 1990?
Yeah.
Okay. Those are great albums.
So, like Black Crows.
Well, so
She Talks to Angels, Hard to Handle.
Jealous Again.
Oh, those are amazing songs. Shout out to our sponsor, Signdog.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to play She Talks to Angels. But, you know, Black Crows, I just don't know well at all.
So, we went and saw them. You've seen them twice. I saw them once.
Yes.
But when we saw
Mr. Josh Johnston, our buddy. Yes.
Buddy. He was there.
And some bands, you see them live and they disappoint you. And those guys are pros. They are the real deal.
So maybe one of our next top threes is you just said, I've never, like, disappointed concerts.
Yeah.
I've never really been to one.
Oh, I've been to one.
Who disappointed you?
I went with Josh, actually. Josh and Nicole and I went to a concert. It was, oh gosh. Citizen Cope.
Oh.
See, I've been to a show where the acoustics were bad.
Everclear.
Fair.
Oh, terrible. Well, awful. But then, like, we went to a slightly stupid and... But...
Didn't you, though, when you went to Green Day and...
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, you felt kind of disappointed by Smashing Pumpkins.
Very disappointed by them. Yeah. Yeah. Like, just did not connect with the audience at all.
Yeah.
Rock. Which, not surprising with Billy Corgan.
This band is amazing. So I've loved now, ever since I went to the concert for the first time, now, boom, I love it. And they're in my top 20.
And your big go-to is Remedy.
Remedy, I love... it's something Blue Eyes.
But I'll tell you another one we should do on musical genre is best opening band that surprised the hell out of you.
Oh, Dirty Honey.
Dirty Honey opened for Black Crowes, and Dirty Honey blew us away.
Yeah, 100%. So, Rock, have you ever heard of Pet Shop Boys?
Nope.
What was their big song?
Their song, Something Time.
West End Boys. Something like that.
Yes.
Oh.
They're part of that.
Pet Shop
MC
Boys.
MC Hammer. Oh, is in this.
I don't even want to. We have two songs written down.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. Oh, here's Pet Shop Boys. West End Girls.
Very synthy.
I hear that.
Oh, it's. Dude, this is very 87 to 90.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, hold up. Cherry Pie is from 1990?
Yes, it is.
Oh, we're playing that.
Yes, we are. There's some other good songs on that album, too.
Oh, my God. This is straight rock.
This is like the song you don't want to tap your toe to, but you do.
Yeah.
Oh. Judas Priest, Painkiller? We got some good stuff in here. I didn't see that all the way down the list.
I want you to listen to this song.
This is weird. This is like right along with like...
Wait till he sings.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah, it is.
This is straight MTV. 1989-90.
Yeah.
MTV.
12:38 a.m.
Yes.
And you're watching this and eating Cheetos.
And this is a song.
Yeah.
West End Girls.
So, like,
I don't know.
This is the funny thing. When people listen to the music today and go, it's not like what it used to be. This is some of what music used to be. This is, like, not very good.
There might not even be a real instrument being played right now.
No.
How about MC Hammer?
Yeah, but do not say the name of the second song that is written on our notes.
Okay. But you want me to play...
No, don't play it, because everyone knows.
Yeah, okay.
So Hammer apparently was like a Oakland A's ball boy or something when he was a kid.
So supposedly, Public Enemy had one of the best albums of all time in 1990.
Well, this is one of the greatest songs.
Fight the Power?
Yeah.
Warrant.
Oh, man. So I was a freshman in high school. I played this all the time in my mom's car.
This was one of the songs I would listen to before I played a football game.
What?
Yeah.
Mr. Swap might be the best air drummer of all time.
Oh, I just nailed that too.
I could just listen to this song for the rest of the episode.
Thinking about baseball, swing all night.
Mm.
Man, that's poetry. So, off that album, I might be wrong. I think we have Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Yes, we do.
And I think we have I Saw Red.
Yes.
Can you play some I Saw Red? I think Warrant is underrated. I've said that before in a podcast, and I got blown up by a friend of the podcast whose name I won't mention.
I'm going to play Uncle Tom's Cabin before that just because
great
it's one
intro.
Of the greatest intros.
I think Warrant's super underrated.
A little acoustical guitar.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah. This is my freshman year.
Hey, when we go to
riding
Chelan.
Riding in my mom's wagon.
When we go to Chelan in 2 weeks, we're listening to Warrant the whole way over. Part of the way over.
I was going to say, whole way would be impressive. Yes.
Whole way over. And then we're listening to, we're going to listen to some Creed and Nickelback.
Yes, we are.
Wow. Yes.
All right. Let's
Rock,
switch
what
to
are you going to listen to with Mr. Johnston?
Oh, this is one of my favorite songs right here. It really is.
I don't know
I saw
if
Red.
I've heard this.
So Janie Lane, the singer for Warrant, wrote this song about finding his girlfriend cheating on him.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
How about... So this was the end of the 80s.
This song is the end of the 80s
right
here.
They got caught. They got caught in 89, 90.
They did.
And then all of a sudden it just went boom, like grunge.
And 1990 was
the
transition.
The end.
It's fascinating to me. He sees Red, obviously, because he's angry. But the song is so calm. You think it would just be a song that he wants to rage.
How about Public Enemy? That was like, I think, probably one of the top two or three albums in 90.
So their album was?
Fear of a Black Planet.
And their big hit off that was Fight the Power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had...
So this is Martin Luther King Jr. talking here in the front start of the song.
Yep.
They were definitely like a politically motivated group.
Yep. Yeah. Here we go. Great song.
So good.
Man, if that doesn't get you going,
you know
nothing
what?
Does.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell it's a good song from us when we're just like quiet and don't even have anything to say.
Hey, you
hear it.
If you don't like that song, I'm sorry. You're not human.
Yeah.
So it says for that song, guest artist, they've got, is this right? They've got Ice Cube, Big Daddy Kane.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Because then it's also Flava Flav's on that. And who else is in Public Enemy? I forget. Chuck D.
Yep.
Also in 1990, Iron Maiden came out with a song called Public Enema, number one.
Do you think that that was a response?
No. Just a coincidence.
Yeah. I don't know any songs from that. Is there anything worth knowing from that?
From Iron Maiden?
Yeah.
I think that the album was No Prayer for the Dying, and I don't think it was one of their best albums.
But Similar band, kind of.
Judas Priest.
Yeah, Painkiller.
Painkiller. Yeah, see, we saw Judas Priest about this time last year.
Yeah.
They put on a good show.
They were good.
So much energy. A lot of double bass going on in the studio.
No, Swap doesn't have double bass.
Well, because my foot is too close to the mic.
Oh, so, but like, think about it. Like, when I try to do double bass, because my uncle was a drummer, I tried to think about it. When I go double bass, one of my hands stops.
Oh.
And then when I realize that I'm going one hand, one of my feet stop. It's like, wow. Like those guys, I'm sorry, drummers.
You've got to
are
really
you kidding me?
Disconnect.
When you can do all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you like double bass so hard for those bands. I mean, God, it's crazy.
So I'm just looking back through this list. Is there anything else we want to cover? Otherwise, maybe we're ready for a break and then get into our beer of the week in top three.
Well, I think one we have to cover, and we're going completely the opposite direction here, Extreme.
Oh, yeah. Why?
So Extreme.
I never even knew them.
So they were... Ever. Those guys...
They were hard?
Yes, and they absolutely... Nuno Betancourt and Gary Cherone.
I know.
Absolute metal guys.
And my wife's going to... She makes fun of me all the time.
Their biggest hit is this soft, sappy...
Yeah, More Than Words. And that was my first girlfriend, me and her song.
Oh, God. I just puked in my mouth.
Dude, I have no idea what we're talking about right now.
I don't even want you to play it.
No, play it.
No.
No, you need to play it. No, we cannot talk about 1990 without this song being played.
No.
If it makes Jason want to cry,
hey,
I'm going to do
it. While Ruck is looking for this, Sinead O'Connor was that year too, wasn't she?
Oh, my God. Oh, he's transported back. You can see his face, listeners.
It's all acoustic.
And these two guys are...
Dude, and they're hard?
They're hard.
I didn't know this until this.
Yes.
Some might say they're extreme.
Okay, we're done.
You can't handle more?
Yeah. It's all right.
No.
It was 1991.
Oh, boy.
More Than Words.
Oh, you know what? We forgot something.
What?
The Humpty Dance. I'm sorry. That is one of the greatest of all time.
The Humpty Dance. You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that I know this.
Oh, my God, Ruck. So guy with a big nose.
Digital Underground.
Underground, baby.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are just both doing a dance right now.
All right, stop. What you doing? Cause I'm about to ruin the image and style that you used to. I look
funny. I've never heard this before.
Whoa! You gotta see the video.
Yeah.
Right?
And he's got a fake nose.
He's got his huge nose.
Wow. You got on your shelf, so just let me
introduce myself. My name is Humpty. Pronounced with the Humpty. Yo,
ladies, oh, how I like to funk. My name's Humpty, pronounced with the Humpty.
Yes. You've never heard this.
Never heard this.
Oh, my God. You're going to fall when the stereos pump me. I like my beats funky. I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal. Love me. I'm sick.
straight gangster Mac.
Wow.
I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and
I definitely don't hate it.
Hey, yo, you fat girl. Come here, I look at me, I'm skinny. And never stop me from getting busy. I'm a freak.
Oh, there he is on the picture there.
Oh, yeah.
Nose. Oh, yeah. See his nose?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what?
You got to get to the chorus. You got to get to the chorus.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, you know what? Rock learns something new every podcast. Wow.
That's pretty catchy. I like that.
Yeah.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Okay, 1990 was not as bad as I thought.
That's funny. The Humpty Hump.
Still a 0.3.
I mean, nothing that was like really moves the needle a ton. Not super inspiring. Well,
anything else in there?
I mean, there's songs we didn't play that are good.
You know what? Brad and Heather are going to be mad.
We're going to forget things.
Depeche Mode.
Okay.
So Violator is the album.
Enjoy the Silence.
No. I want you to play Policy of Truth.
Depeche Mode is... they're good.
So that would be like me wearing eyeliner.
I don't even know what that means.
High school. That's what that band was, Depeche Mode.
Well,
was
like, but you also had NXS that year.
But NXS, I'm not wearing eyeliner. What
I song? Know, but...
Policy of Truth.
Got it.
And then can you play after this? Can you play Suicide Blonde?
Look at this song.
I like Depeche Mode.
I know you do. And there's probably lasers and like stuff going on.
Because, like, you can dance to this in a club.
Yeah. I like this song, kind of. Look at Swamp. He's looking for doors that don't open. Like, hey, this is Heather's wheelhouse.
Well, this is a big album.
Tara, you don't even know who this is.
Oh,
this album also has Personal Jesus on it.
I know.
And Enjoy the Silence.
Yeah.
It's a great album. It's a great album.
Why did we not mention it before?
I don't know.
I was just trying to secretly put it in.
You're being a hater.
Will you play Enjoy the Silence?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I like this.
You've never heard this?
No.
Oh, my God. Dude, it's great.
This is
their album. They have three songs.
I need to listen to more Depeche.
Yes, you do.
Wow.
You're a Depeche Mode guy.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
I feel like I'm being secretly insulted by you guys saying
no.
That.
No.
Not at all. And then Personal Jesus.
Yeah, I'll play that next.
But you know who does a good cover?
No. Oh, is it Nine Inch Nails?
Break. No. I'll tell you at the break.
Words are very unnecessary.
Marilyn Manson.
Oh,
does a Personal Jesus that'll blow your mind.
Yikes.
No, it's really good.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, wow. So,
oh, man.
Swap's drumming.
This is so catchy.
His cymbals are a little off. His feet are good.
Yeah. Okay. So this might be our last one. This is their most popular one from the album, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Personal Jesus. And Swap, I told him that Marilyn Manson did one with Personal Jesus.
Yeah, it was really
weird.
It's going
to blow his mind.
Yeah.
It's good.
I know. We need to listen to that at the break.
Right after the break.
Okay.
Okay, so want to go from this song into break?
Jesus.
Welcome back to the View from the Rock podcast. I'm your host, Ruck, and we are here for our beer of the week. And because we are about to have the Mariners start off the ALDS series, we thought that there'd be no better beer than a big dumper beer. Jason, tell us about this beer.
Oh, super special beer. Thanks to Jack Curtis. Thank you.
Yeah, Jack.
I mean, he just showed up with the beer of the week on Swap's porch yesterday.
That's how we do things here.
Big Dumper Cal Raleigh beer by Scuttlebutt Brewing Company, Everett, Washington.
Do you want to talk about the art before you talk about the beer?
Would you?
So on this can, this is a beautiful can. You know, I've had a lot of discussions in the last week about album covers, and I think this might be the greatest album cover I've ever seen on a beer can.
Ever.
So it's a Cal Raleigh drawing with eye blue on.
His beard
and mustache are perfectly manicured.
But a little light.
He's got wristbands on. And he's driving a dump truck full of baseballs. And he's smiling.
I think the execution of this by Scuttlebutt was excellent.
So real quick, Swap. How do you know he's driving a dump truck full of baseballs?
Because there's baseballs in the bed of the truck.
Okay. But what's happening on the bottom?
They are dropping out of the back.
Okay. Just
he's checking. Dropping his balls.
Because you can't really see that on the top.
His balls are literally dropping.
So,
and there's a lot of wind. Is there wind?
It appears there's wind because there's lines behind his hat.
Oh. This is amazing.
It's the most beautiful
can. It might be the best can all time of our podcast.
Yes.
I think the execution of this by Scuttlebutt is top-notch. I think they did a great job, but I'm going to be negative for one moment. 1 second. Scuttlebutt is not a great brewery.
Zero beer.
They're not great.
You know what? I'm excited for this,
but
Scuttlebutt is a zero beer.
And so makes me kind of, I'm wondering, how did they end up with this? Why did? Because they're also in Everett. They're not a Seattle team.
Well, wait till you hear my.
You have some inside info.
Yeah, but here's the other deal.
Yeah.
I mean,
so tell us about it, because you know there's a ton of Seattle breweries, obviously, and there's a lot of good ones. So I'm just surprised he ended up with them.
I mean, I would love to hear what happened.
Yeah,
how Scuttlebutt got Big Dumper because they're in Everett.
I have a connection. I'm going to see if I can find out.
Okay.
Maybe by our next episode.
All right. So Cal Raleigh and Scuttlebutt Brewing bring you Big Dumper Beer, crisp, crushable lager with mild, malty character and hops that provide light limed notes. Cheers. 4.5 ABV. 25 IBU. The malts are Pilsner and Munich. So malts from Munich. Munich malts.
A lot that's of alliteration. Another, like, a lot of alliteration.
It's just like really.
Hops are Chinook. By the way, we're killing the salmon Chinook. Quote from the Big Dumper. Partnering with Scuttlebutt is a no-brainer. They represent everything I love about the PNW. Creative, local, and all about quality. I've been a fan of their beers since I first visited the tap room during my time in Everett. And now I get to be a part of the crew. Excited to work with a Washington original.
Because he played in Everett. For the Aqua Sox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's a Florida State alum.
That is true.
You know what? Here's the deal. Mariners are going to win the World Series. Let's go. I'm opening my beer. And we're going to put it in our blue cup because that's what's going to happen to win.
I don't hate this. I'm just going to say this now as a Mariner fan who's used to bad things happening. If that doesn't happen, it's your fault.
Yeah, I don't care. Let's go.
Well, you know what my motto is.
Yeah, prepare to be disappointed. And guess what? We're in. 25 years since we've been in this position, I told my boys, I go, you've lived your whole life watching world, like watching Super Bowls. They have. And now you're going to watch a World Series and the Mariners are going to win. Let's go.
So what are you going to be doing at 5:38 tomorrow when the Mariners come on?
I'm just going to sit and watch. I don't know what to do.
Because it's never happened.
I know. You remember? Like the world, like for the Seahawks and Super Bowl, we always get ready.
Yeah.
I might wear, I thought about it today. I might wear something, I don't know, honestly.
I have a lucky shirt that I wore during the Seahawks run. I might put it on tomorrow.
So, but you have nothing for the Mariners?
No jersey?
I have no Mariners.
2001.
My daughter has a Jesse Winker jersey.
Burn that. I have a Griffey jersey. I'll wear that.
Well, it's
Griffey.
I'm going to
Griffey. I'm just telling you right now what's going to happen tomorrow. We're going to win the first game, period.
So I didn't even really
think about it. By the way, this beer is pretty good.
I didn't think about it, but I mean, it's not an IPA.
No, it's a Pilsner. That's a really good Pilsner.
I'm not a big Pilsner fan.
No.
I know, but you know what? I haven't had a beer in 41 days.
Well, I'm sure it tastes amazing to you.
Yes.
But you know what, though? Like, we're used to drinking Coors Light, which is a Pilsner. So when you compare it to that...
Well, it's a hell of a lot better than Coors Light.
I'm sorry. No, it's...
I know it's a Pilsner, but you don't...
Coors Light is a zero.
Okay. I'm not sure if you're hearing what I'm saying.
Well, I know. Sorry.
No, you're hearing what I'm saying. This is a good beer.
Yeah.
It's just that it's a Pilsner, and I don't enjoy Pilsners that much. But despite that, it's very smooth. So when you think about the Pilsners we're used to having, like a Coors Light, this is really good.
I agree. And I think what we're drinking right now, that Pilsner, it's going to make us win. We're winning tomorrow, period.
I like it.
So this beer you cannot find anymore.
Well, actually, it's kind of funny. So I went to Steinman's today, and there was a sign that said Big Dumper Beer here.
Oh, did they really?
I'm like, what?
So I went to Steinman's today, and the guy that works there said he was having trouble with the fluorescent lights.
Same guy.
Yes. So what would you pair this with?
Another Big Dumper beer. Because I haven't had a beer in 42 days. So I would like another. A nice flank steak.
Jesus.
That's how I'd pair it with.
I would pair it with a nice dip.
Speaking of which, do you want to get into our top three dips?
See what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
You know what? This is going to be there's a lot of dips.
A dip, you dip, you dip.
I mean, people are going to be pissed.
So we were coming up with our top three a couple days ago during school, and this just popped into my head, and I think we are.
I'm a big dip guy.
It's Pandora's box.
So
right now,
so I asked my boys today what a dip means.
What is a dip?
It means you can dip a chip or something like a chip into it.
Well, because one night in your basement, I dipped a piece of pizza into queso.
I approve.
So that counts.
Yeah.
So something that you can dip something in.
So, yeah,
and
get
something out.
Swap, did you want to shout out the special part of this then? Or do you want me to say it?
Why don't you say it?
So, a special shout out then to the vessel. The vessel, crackers or chips, those can make the dip. And so, if we so feel called, which, Jason, you do not need to, if you want to shout
crackers
out
and chips.
A specific cracker, chip, etc., that you envision having with the dip that you're choosing, feel free to
There are call dips it out. In my family that you can only have with certain chips or crackers. Yeah.
No, 100%. With all of them.
Yes.
I think that goes with everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just changed it.
What? Your dips?
Yeah. I changed it.
Wow.
I think the Mariner game tomorrow night, breaking I'm going to have dips.
At your house?
Yes. You know what?
You're going to have how many dips?
Well, if somebody walked in right here right now, they'd say there are three dips in this room.
That's actually a pretty good idea, though, for like a party, is to have every just bring a dip. Dip party.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I'm going number three. And you know what? I didn't have it originally, but it has to be.
Yeah.
It's my mom's cold crab dip.
God dang
it. Winter crab dip. It's so good. I just took it for granted because it's always there. And I thought it was like, whatever.
So
it's amazing. It is so good.
Have I had that? Was that
up not.
But was that up at Andy's? There was a cold crab dip up there.
That was it. Yeah,
that was it. Yes. Okay. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the beauty of that dip. So, and my number three is also crab dip.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm going to call my mom after this.
So it's
She's going to love it.
My mother-in-law's. It's probably... Like, they probably could get in a kitchen together and, like, talk for hours about the nuances of it. But it's pretty much the same dip where you'll dip and occasionally you'll get big chunks of fresh crab.
Yes.
In the dip.
Yeah.
Fresh crab.
Yes.
And so, but we're only allowed to have that in our family with a big ridged ruffle.
Oh. In my mind, it seems like a Ritz.
In your family.
Yes.
A ruffle.
The only thing you're allowed to have.
Which has ridges. Correct?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the only thing you're allowed to have with that.
So, one of our family go-tos is a Wheat Thin.
So, I love the Wheat Thin, but we're not allowed to have Wheat Thins with that dip. It's only the ridged ruffle.
So, my mom doesn't care. So, you can go whatever you want, but Wheat Thins are the go-to. And then, even...
Triscuit?
Yep.
Oh, Triscuits are a zero.
Whoa! That's a hot take.
Triscuits suck.
No. Yeah, a Triscuit that's not flavored...
Oh, yeah. You get flavored Triscuits?
Oh, yeah.
For the dip?
No. But I'm just saying, eating a Triscuit that's flavored.
No, it's so fibrous and bulky.
It is like having shredded wheat.
It is like having shredded wheat.
I do like Triscuits, but I understand why you say that.
Oh.
I'm sorry. You can't like Triscuits and then say something that gives him relevance.
Relevant, but I am allowed to understand.
Is that a word that I'm allowed?
Relevance, no. Relevance, yes. I do understand why Swap has that take he's having, but I just disagree with it.
No, they're just it's so fibrous.
All right, let's get to our number two.
Okay.
Well, we still have a number three. My number three is. I'm kind of a basic dip guy. Like, you guys are going all fancy on me.
Going salsa.
No. Number three, French onion dip. I love French onion dip.
God, I love a good onion dip. Honorable mention for me.
You know what? Yeah. I'm sorry. I love them all.
Right? Just big dip guys.
So, I think this would be a good one to put on, like,
a poll.
Yeah.
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 So,
and I would say that that needs also a ruffled ridge or a ridged ruffles. Oh my God. The salt factor mingling with the onion creaminess. Jason's having a panic attack.
And the right ridges now. Give you more surface area.
They do. Yeah.
Ruffles. Oh my God. That's terrible.
Ruffles. They've got ridges.
Awful. I guarantee you that all the people that listen do not like Ruffles.
No, I think
what?
I think
Ruffles are the best.
Ruffles. No.
Zero. Ruffles, cheddar sour cream onion or cheddar sour cream. Mm.
I remember the first time I had a Ruffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blew your mind. How about a Ruffle that was flavored?
The cheddar sour cream?
Yeah.
Those are really good. Yeah.
When you're like 27.
Do you remember the first time you ever had Tim's Cascades?
Yes. Yes.
Tim's Cascades barbecue.
Oh, my kids love them.
Oh. Okay, what's your number two?
So my number two, and you guys won't love this, but my family will. It's our family, Uncle Dan's.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you dip in Uncle Dan's?
Anything you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrots, cucumbers.
Carrots was the first thing I thought of.
Carrots and cucumbers.
And later in the night, chips.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But mostly that's what we go to. And then you get carrots, cucumbers, and later in the night.
Yeah.
But Uncle Dan's.
Yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah. And I think specifically with the Uncle Dan's, you got to go big carrot, cut it down to, you know, the long strip.
So dippers. my parents' carrots garden.
Yeah.
And then just going nuts with those and then the cucumbers.
Yep. Hundo P. Do you like the spear cucumber to dip or do you go coins?
Ooh. Damn.
So I love them both.
I think you find
I've been going like for years of cucumbers where it's like, where people are like, oh my God, these are your parents. I'm like, yes. It doesn't matter. I kind of like.
Do you have a take on the cucumber swapper?
No, but Uncle Dan's is. Uncle Dan. Uncle Dan was a magic man.
He was.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just say it is like an elevated ranch because there's just way more MSG, which is wonderful. And I put ranch on everything, so can't go wrong.
Thank you.
You know who has the best ranch, though?
Village Pizza.
Yes. I don't know what they do with their ranch.
It's so, you know, magic. Andy buys an extra cup.
Yeah. No,
and speaking ounces. Of Andy, his birthday is this week. Oh. So is Nick. So is Mr. Swap.
What?
Not this week, but...
Oh, next week?
15th. When's Andy's?
Tuesday, I believe.
And when is Nick's?
Thursday.
Wow.
So 7th and 9th.
Yeah, and Tara's...
Oh, it's a big couple of weeks.
And Mr. Flynn.
Oh, by the way, we have to...
I read a thing that...
Tara's birthday is coming up, like, right now. So we have
It's coming up?
It is Tuesday. It's Saturday.
It's like tomorrow.
Yes. Happy birthday, Tara.
Happy birthday,
Tara. So I read something where September is the month that has the most birthdays.
So what's happening 9 months ago? What month would that be? December? January?
Yeah.
New Year?
I don't know, but something's happening.
Yes.
So my number two is my mother-in-law's smoked salmon dip. And I don't know what she does.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a dark-colored dip, and we're only allowed to have it with a round spicy salsa chip.
So is it thick or thin, like the consistency? The dip,
thick.
Okay. But it's all about Brian's
smoked salmon.
Yes.
Yes. 100%. That he
does.
Yes.
Would you say it's like a cream cheese base or no?
I don't think it's a cream cheese base. It's thick because of its salmony thickness.
Yeah, yeah.
I just got an update about the game.
Yeah. Are down, we behind at halftime?
10-7.
That a buddy of mine thinks we're going to lose to Squalicum.
Squalicum's good. They're well coached. They have a good.
That's unacceptable if we lose.
Yeah.
Yikes.
What's your number two, Ruck?
My number two. I'm just going to go with Queso. You know, Queso's undefeated. It could easily be my number one, but the reality is it just isn't quite elevated. It's not fancy enough to be in my number one spot.
But
yeah,
but Ruck,
no, Queso could be forever.
I will never argue with Queso in a top three. And Queso can take many forms. Queso can be Blanco.
Yeah.
Queso can be with chorizo. Queso can be whatever you want it to be.
It could be like a Philly cheesesteak dip. Like I made that one recently.
Okay. Well, you're dragging it out. No, I'm sorry. No. A Philly cheesesteak dip. Okay, hold on. We're not talking about Philly cheesesteaks here. Let's
okay.
go.
Okay.
Oh. My number two.
Does you're on your number one now.
Wait, what did you say for your number two?
What did I say for my number two? Swap?
I don't think you did number two.
No, Uncle Dan's.
Oh, no. You did?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
My number one.
Yeah. Forgot. It was so you know not memorable.
When my wife somehow. So we're talking chili.
Ooh.
And Velveeta.
Oh, my God.
Together.
Velveeta. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Velveeta. Oh,
you know what? And then like it lasts for like an hour. And then you have to reheat it. Otherwise.
It gets thick.
Oh, but then you take a chip. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's why it's important to have a thick chip for that, like a Frito or a scoop.
Yes. A Frito and a scoop are the same thing, Ruck?
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Swapper, help me.
Okay, whatever. A Frito is a little mini thing, a yes. scoop, but they're the same company.
Same family. Yeah.
But Fritos does the giant scoop. Yes. They have the giant scoop version of
yes.
Fritos.
Yes. So yes. you have to do a scoop from Kelly's thing.
Yeah, I agree.
So my number one is...
Hold on.
Okay.
Did you like it?
Yours? Number
one? Yeah.
Velveeta, I think, is a very underrated...
Cheese.
I hesitate to call it a cheese.
Cheese product.
But it is a very underrated product.
I have one complaint. You mocked queso, and your product is essentially queso with chili added into it.
Yeah. I love queso.
Are you ready for my number one? Okay, because I think some people listening and some people in the room might cry. It is Romani Kerr's buffalo chicken dip that every football party... In the last 20 years.
The last 16 years.
Yes. And originally...
It's gone in 27 minutes.
It's gone. It is pulled out of the oven in a casserole tray, and it is gone instantly. So now she makes two.
What are you dipping in that?
I am dipping what Mr. Morgenthaler talked about, a big, giant Frito scoop. Mm. Because it's got chicken, cheese, cream cheese, Frank's Red Hot.
Yep.
And originally, that was David Garrard's Buffalo Chicken Dip.
Ooh.
Former quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
No, it's Romani Kerr's.
No, it is. It's Romani Kerr's. It's not Tom Brady. No, it's not Terry Bradshaw.
We have not heard from him.
It's not Russell Wilson. It's not Ben Roethlisberger. It's David Garrard. And he is now only famous for his buffalo chicken dip.
But when's the last time we've heard from him?
Never, ever.
The first time that she got it from.
Yes.
Now she's the... She is
She is, is the...
Yes.
Yes.
Romney Kerr is the best dip of all time.
Anything she brings to a party is the best thing there.
Dude, like it's gone in 20 minutes and people come out. They show up and they're like,
they don't even
eat.
Where's
the dip?
They don't even eat. They're they like, wait for that dip to come out.
Well, you showed up late.
It is. I don't even know.
She does two.
Yes.
Sometimes.
And she sent me the recipe. I'm just going to tell you some of the things that are in this dip. Are you ready for this?
Chicken.
Can't wait.
Are you ready for this?
What kind of chicken? Buffalo sauce.
Does she get rotisserie chicken from Costco? Or is it?
I'm trying to make the thing bigger. Okay. Cream cheese, cooked chicken, a store-bought rotisserie chicken works best, Frank's Red Hot sauce, butter, blue cheese dressing, and mozzarella cheese.
Wow.
And God help me if those aren't the best combination of ingredients in the history of mankind.
I had no idea there was blue cheese. That's awesome.
Did you say blue cheese?
I did say blue cheese.
My wife loves blue cheese.
Oh, God, I love blue cheese. If blue cheese was, if you could call that a dip, just dipping your crackers in blue cheese, that'd be my number one.
That's a good idea. Well, I feel like we should have had you go last with that. You know, my number one is just a smoked salmon cream cheese dip. I like a nice thick, a lot of cream cheese where it's really just cream cheese and smoked salmon combined together. And then it needs to go on a clubhouse cracker. That is my number one.
A clubhouse cracker?
Yeah.
Like the rectangular?
Exactly.
Pale?
Yes, buttery. Yeah. Now, I think maybe the most important part of this little top three dips is the honorable mention. And I would like to kick that off by saying the one dip I didn't see mentioned here was the 7, 8, however many you want, layer dip. Love that.
I love the 7-layer dip.
Oh, yeah.
Love the 7-layer dip. Oh,
I mean, is that?
And my mom makes her own special one. What if we did
like a top 5? What?
I'm serious.
Your mom?
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
She hasn't made it in a long time. I'm going to have to get her to bust that out.
Oh, my God. 7-layer dip. Kelly's was number one. What about your wife, Swap?
She a dipper? She have a go-to dip she makes?
You know, no. She, because she deferred, her mother-in-law, or my mother-in-law, her mom, is just the master. The cream cheese, the smoked salmon.
Yes.
And the crab dip. But I'll tell you a couple honorable mention. Tell me if you think I'm crazy here.
How about some guac?
The Safeway Southwestern dip.
Oh, it's like the sort of creamy mayonnaise-y one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
What about anything from Costco that is artichoke related? Yeah,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
The Costco artichoke dip.
Good stuff. Yeah. I agree, though. Guac. I mean, guac? Is salsa a dip?
How about a salsa? How about a homemade, like, my mom, like, we can make a good homemade salsa.
Yeah. A little pico.
It's probably on the scale of hot for me, probably about a 3.
Yeah.
That's good for me.
Okay.
Gosh, I'm trying to think if there's any dips we're forgetting because I just love a dip, but nothing's coming to mind. You guys got anything else?
Man.
No? No dips? Dipped out?
Nope.
Okay. Well, you know, hopefully the Anacortes Seahawks can pull this one off. 10-7 at half, huh?
Looks like we're now up 14-10.
Okay. I mean, the last game we played, we weren't down at the half, won before. See him, we're down at the half. So hopefully they can do it. Next time we do an episode, we'll see when that is. Are we planning on doing one Chelan, or is that a bad idea?
Ooh, maybe.
Ooh, remote. Ooh. I think we should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, until next time, I encourage y'all to find some dips you like. Let us know if we miss out on some dips
are going to be a big conversation.
I think so too.
Yeah, they're center of the party. If you find some Big Dumper beer out there, buy it up because apparently it's a limited supply.
Yes.
And I think one of our takeaways also is that Depeche Mode, a lot better than people give them credit for.
It's still a zero.
All right. Until next time.